America's competition regulator filed an antitrust lawsuit against Facebook, alleging that it brought WhatsApp and Instagram, two social media rivals, to suppress competition. Separately, a coalition of 46 American states, led by New York, launched a similar lawsuit against the company. Facebook argues that the legal actions are an attempt to revise history, as the takeovers were scrutinized and approved by regulators at the time. Uber decided to sell its autonomous vehicles subsidiary to Aurora, a startup that counts Amazon among its backers. Uber spent billions on self-driving cars, which it can no longer afford as the pandemic eats into its ride-hailing business. It is also selling its flying car division, Uber Elevate, to a separate startup. The project unnerved investors in 2018 when one of its cars killed a woman in Arizona, the first fatal collision involving an autonomous car and a pedestrian. Uber is not getting out of the business entirely. It will take a stake in Aurora and may eventually integrate the technology with its platform. The first commercial flight of a Boeing 737 MAX took place 20 months after the fleet was grounded worldwide following two fatal crashes. Gol Airline flew passengers from Sao Paulo to Porto Alegre after its pilots completed training to fly the revamped jet, which has been certified as safe in Brazil and the United States. Meanwhile, Boeing delivered its first 737 MAX aircraft since the ban was lifted to United Airlines, which will test the plane before entering it into service. Huge investor appetite for the stock market debut of DoorDash, America's leading meal delivery app, pushed its share price up by 86% on the first day of trading, valuing it at $60 billion. DoorDash raised $3.4 billion from its IPO. Facing similar demand for its IPO, Airbnb priced its shares above the target range it had set out to investors as it prepared to float on the Nasdaq exchange.